following program is brought to you in living color on
DailyGazette.com or wherever you get your podcast.
The Daily Gazette Company presents the Parting Shots Podcast. Now, here's your host, Daily Gazette sports editor, Ken Schott.
Thank you, Scott Giese, and welcome to the Parting Shots Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe today. Thanks for joining me from the Parting Shots Podcast studio in Schenectady, New York. It's Wednesday. That means it's time to talk Union College men's hockey with the head coach, Josh Howdy. Josh, welcome back. How are things?
Things are great.
Yeah, obviously they are. Two wins over the weekend against RPI. Yeah, big two games last weekend for Union as the team opened ECAC hockey play with the traditional home-and-home series with the Capital Region rival RPI. Not only were conference points at stake, but the Capital Region Skates Trophy was on the line. Union hadn't won the trophy since 2017, and the weekend got off to a good start for Union with a 6-3 win over RPI Houston Fieldhouse. Before we break down the game, what was your general assessment of it?
Yeah, I think just getting the wins and, you know, just finding a way to do that on the Friday night was really important. It's something we haven't been able to do. So, just overall happy with the way that we found a way.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the opening period. Union gets a power play 13 seconds into the game when Felix Caron gets called for interference. We'll hear his name again in a few minutes. Union's power play, which broke out of its 0-16 start to the season with two power play goals in the October 19th game against Mercyhurst, pounced on the advantage 2:07 into the game when Colby MacArthur scored on a nice feed from Caden Villegas. A good way to start.
It was a great pass and, a good finish. And I think for us, just having the ability to get that first goal and really settle into the game was huge. The penalty was, he just kind of lifted his stick and the stick went flying in the air. It was, one of those things that, it's pretty obvious everybody's going to call it. So it was great we could take.
And it was an offensive zone penalty too, which you shouldn't be taking.
Yes.
So, and just over 9 minutes into the first, Cullen Ferguson's harmless wrist shot from the left point found the back of the net and gave the Garner Chargers a 2-0 lead. You shoot the puck and good things can happen, right?
Yeah. You had traffic in front of the net. Nate Hanley was, taking their eyes away. So, Cullen put it where he needed to.
Oh, second straight game against RPI. Cullen scored. He scored in the Mayor's Cup game last year, too.
Didn't know that.
Short time later, Rainer's Rollers scored for RPI, but Union gets another power play late in the period. And once again, the team catches in thanks to a great play by Ben Muthersbog. He leaps in the slot to prevent an RPI clearing attempt. He puts the puck down, then fires a cannon loudly off the post and into the net to make it 3-1. I mean, I was in awe of that entire play from his leap to the shot. What were your impressions of the play?
Well, we've seen him do that a lot in practice where, like, if he gets a puck and he has time and space, like, he's going to make the other team pay for it. And, he stepped right into it, and great finish.
I mean, of course, we've talked about that. He's not afraid to shoot the puck.
No, he'll shoot it when any chance he gets. Yeah.
Well, you take a 3-1 lead after one, but it was a struggle for most of the second period. Union seemed to be mishandling the puck a lot, and it led to a pair of RPI goals that tie the game. And it appeared, I think, Josh, that RPI would start to get the momentum of the game.
Yeah, they were able to even it up and at one point there, and they were playing good hockey.
Yeah. So. But then with 2:05 left in the second, Felix Caron, and I told you we wouldn't hear his name again, was called for a contact to the head penalty. He went to the penalty box, and the referees went to the Union penalty box where the monitor was to review the play. They determined that it was a 5-minute major and a game misconduct for Caron. And here's the pivotal point of the game while they were reviewing the play. What did you say to your team?
Well, we knew we were going to get a power play and just, things hadn't really gone, exactly how you wanted in the second. And we always ask our power play to, bring back momentum to us. And, you don't have to score, but you have to, gain momentum for the team. And that's what they did.
Well, the power play sure did not waste any time. 8 seconds into it, Muthersbog scores his second power play of the goal of the game to make it 4-3. I mean, after the struggles for most of that period, how did it feel to go into the locker room up one?
Yeah, we needed it because I didn't think, again, anytime you have a 2-goal lead and you give that up, you can be down and it's a little frustrating. But, guys kept fighting and found a way and put us in a good spot for the third.
Of course, being a major, the power play carries over into the third period. And 1:29 in, MacArthur gets his second power play of the goal, power play goal of the game to make it 5-3. I mean, to me, even though it's early in the period, that had to be a back-breaking goal for RPI to give up.
Yeah, I think, when you get you know, you already have one in your ear up, and then you get the second one, and it's kind of like, okay, now you can make a mistake and you still have the lead. It's a lot easier to play free, and you know, if you're down two, you got to play with a lot of desperation.
Well, the scores stay that way. Union controlled the game after that, and you get an empty net goal from Carter Corpia to seal the deal. Union wins at 6-3. Power play was the key factor in this one, going 4-for-9 and firing a whopping 23 shots on goal, and there were a few that hit the post. I mean, you said during the slump that once you got one power play goal, it would open things up, and surely on Friday night that happened and it had to make you happy.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you know what's going to happen, you know you're going to score, but when you're over, 14, 15, 16, it just, every single one, the pressure just keeps kind of mounting, and you're overthinking it. But there's too many good hockey players in that locker room where if you give us a power play, eventually we'll make you pay.
Do you think getting those two against Mercer maybe got you guys rolling and that got that confidence going?
For sure. I mean, it was a spot where, just getting that first one was so important. And, then everybody kind of stops talking about it a little bit. Everybody can get back to their structure. And somebody makes a mistake, it's like, we'll play through it. We'll be fine and just keep moving forward.
And it's, obviously Ben almost had another hat trick. Colby almost had a hat trick. I mean, this to get that from those guys, I mean, how big was that?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has been talking about Ben here and what he's done, but really, like, Colby's been playing outstanding hockey, so for him to, do what he's been doing and continue to get rewarded has been important.
Yeah, we've talked about Colby before. I mean, he came here with a great offensive talent. We put up some numbers in the Maritime Hockey League, which is basically a hockey league that really college coaches don't look at too much. And he came here, he struggled a little bit, but I think, as we said, I said it recently to you, once somewhere during that last season, he got going, got his confidence going. He's been a major factor on this team.
He really has. He plays in all areas and, does a ton for the team, and he's an extremely important piece.
Well, let's hear from the players after that Friday game. We'll start with Ben Muethersbaugh, followed by Colby MacArthur and Cullen Ferguson. Ben, another good Friday night for you. Two goals, both in the power play. Can you talk about those goals?
Yeah, it was a good team win. Finally to break through last game, and now special teams is picking up a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You guys were 0-for-16 to start the power play. You got two last week, last Saturday against Mercer. Tonight, four. Two coming on that major power play. I mean, how good was it to finally get that power play going?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, it's good to finally break through, and just going to carry that momentum into tomorrow.
Could you describe that first one? Was you leaped up to get the puck and just rocketed a shot off the post? I mean, talk about that goal.
Yeah, I was in the right place at the right time. So just capitalizing on those chances.
What about the second one?
Kind of same thing.
How important was this to start conference play against your arrival? I know it's your first time playing RPI, but to get that first victory to start the conference play, how important is it?
Yeah, it's big. Obviously, 3 points any night is awesome, so we'll take that in tomorrow.
What do you got to do to keep the momentum going tomorrow night?
Same exact thing as tonight.
Yeah. The second period was probably the toughest period. You guys were a little sloppy. You gave up two goals. There was a two-minute man on the ice that Josh took blame for, Josh Algie. How important was it to come out of that period ahead after that tough period?
Yeah, it was big. Good couple of kills, and just credit to everybody.
Colby, early this season, the power play was struggling. It was 0-for-16 to start. You got two last week against Mercer, and tonight four, especially you two in the major. I mean, how big was the power play in getting this victory tonight?
Yeah, no, it was really big. Obviously, we scored three power play goals, or four tonight, four tonight, and we won by three goals. So that wins us games, and it's good that it's getting going good.
Yeah, you guys are 3-1 after one. That second period, you guys were a little bit sloppy, missing on the puck. You had too many men on the ice, call which Josh blamed himself for that. But then you get the major there with just over 2 minutes left in the period. How important was it for you to get that tie-breaking goal there late to give you guys some momentum heading into the third?
Oh, for sure. They took it to us in the second. We were playing some sloppy hockey, and getting that leading goal after the end of the second was really important. We'll get some momentum going into the locker room.
Talk about the first one you got. What happened there?
Yeah, Caden Viegas made a great pass to me, pretty much an empty net, and I buried it.
And what about the second one?
Same kind of thing. Caden shot one, went off Lindy's foot right to me, and another empty net. A couple charities.
How big is this? I mean, this team hasn't won the Friday night game against RPI in a while. So how important was it to get that one and start conference play with a win?
Oh, really important. We came in this week, and this weekend we're trying to get both. We were going for the one, the split. We're going for both. So start with the first one, get another one tomorrow.
If you're watching Ben Muethlisberg, shot, especially the first one there. Do you guys marvel what he does?
Yeah, actually, when he scored the second one, me and Ethan Benz in the bench looked at each other, and Benz, he goes, he's going to play in the NHL one day, and like I have no doubt he will with that shot.
So what's the key for tomorrow night to complete the sweep?
It all comes down to our energy, playing simple hockey, getting on the forecheck and just playing our hockey.
Colin, how big was this tonight to get the win?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a good team win, and gives us a chance to win the skates tomorrow.
The team's power play, started out over 16. There were some rough passes there. You got two last week against Mercer. Tonight you got 4-2 on the major. How big was it for the power play to get the going and help spark the victory?
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, special teams are for special players, right? And I think you got guys who are really stepping up and they're playing their part. And it's nice to see that rolling because, honestly, it's huge when, sometimes you need a momentum boost or something, and it came through tonight. So,
the second period, you guys were struggling a little bit there. You gave a couple goals, missing on the puck. There was a 2-minute man on the ice penalty. Then you get the major power play there late in the period, just over 2 minutes left. And you get one from Colby. I mean, how big was it to get that one late in the second and then you take a one goal lead in the third?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you start playing with a little more confidence. It's a nice assurance marker, and we just want to keep that rolling. So I think it was huge to just keep calm, cool, collective, and let the boys just go out and do their thing, just play hockey. It's not complicated unless you make it. So
how important was it to get that Colby second goal there on the power play early in the third?
That was huge. Again, another insurance marker, and it helps us with our confidence and playing smart and responsible. You're not gripping your stick too tight, so yeah, it's huge.
When you see Ben Muethlisberg take shots like he did tonight, what does that say to you guys? How impressed are you?
Yeah, I mean, he's an unbelievable player, and I think even more importantly, he's an unbelievable guy. He doesn't get satisfied, and he wants to keep going, and he wants to do more. He's got a great shot, and I hope he keeps ripping it.
What's going to be the key to keep it going tomorrow night?
Yeah, I just think we stick to our structures, our systems, and just belief. We got to play hard for a full 60. We got to do everything we can to take it to them, and they're going to be answering with a lot. So just make sure that we're ready for that, ready to go tomorrow.
Before we go to break, Josh, the introductions Friday night, I noticed that the PA announcer at RPI pronounced your name differently. Since when did you change it from Halji to Hegg?
Yeah, it's all over the league. Get different, a little different variety.
Well, let's take a break. I'll have another Messerick memory, and we'll discuss Union's 4-3 come-from-behind win on Saturday over RPI. We'll also discuss how Union will handle a bye weekend. You're listening to the Parting Shots podcast.
It's the most historic conference in college hockey. It's a battle night in and night out. ECAC hockey, an iconic conference home to 12 of the most prestigious universities and programs in the world, and showcasing the best student athletes in the sport. Top-notch facilities and arenas, incomparable traditions, passionate fans, alumni who go on to become elite professionals, leaders, and champions. ECAC hockey. There's no experience like it.
Explore the benefits of subscribing to the Daily Gazette, like our convenient e-edition, app, personalized newsletters, and unique reader rewards when you join. Start your membership today. Offers redeemable at www.dailygazette.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Marshall from the Daily Gazette's Martial Arts Podcast. In each episode, I interview artists from around the region, from musicians and comedians to dancers, sculptors, even video game designers. After you finish the latest episode of the Parting Shots podcast, I hope you'll give martial arts a try.
Hi, this is Union College hockey alum Kelly Zajac. You're listening to the Parting Shots podcast with Daily Gazette sports editor Ken Schott.
The Parting Shots podcast presents another Messerink memory. This time, it's Joe Dume, Union assistant associate head coach from 2011 to 2016.
I would say our games against RPI, particularly one where, Gossesmere gets hit, and I remember his helmet was dented. And I think he came back out after that. He had 4 points.
That might have been a game at Houston Fieldhouse, I believe.
There was definitely one at Messett too. Yeah, but I remember that vividly. He came back out. He was incredible. And just the crowd and the atmosphere and just the emotion of those games. I just really enjoyed those RPI games. But that one stands out.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Ken Schott here. I'm joined by Union Men's head hockey coach Josh Halgy. That's Halgy, not Haig. Well, let's talk about Saturday's rematch with RPI. This time the game was at Messett Rink. Three goals were scored in the first 5:35 of the game. Brandon Burr gave Union a 1-0 lead, 1:34 into it. Rainer's Rollers tied it a minute 13 later on a one-timer. That'll be a theme in this portion of the podcast. And John Prokhor gives Union the lead back on a nice pass from Ben Muethersbaugh. Interesting start to the game, Josh.
Yeah, it was back and forth and a lot of pace to it, and both teams took advantage of their opportunities.
Yeah, it was a tight checking game. His scoring opportunities were at a premium. Score remained 2-1 heading into the third period, but RPI takes control early the third. Elliot McDermott scored on a power play at 3:58 to tie it, and then Max Smolinski gave the Engineers a lead midway through the period. I mean, like Roller's goal, they were all one-timers. I mean, how concerning is it giving up that many one-timer goals? You mean leaving Kyle Chauvet out to dry there?
Yeah, I thought the third we didn't have the pace that we need to play with to be successful that first 10 minutes. And I don't know if we thought it was just going to be easy or it was done, but it was a little disappointing and just some of the stuff we gave up defensively.
Yeah. Well, in Friday's game, Union, as we mentioned earlier, had 9 power play opportunities. And just for over 2.5 periods on Saturday, the Garnet Chargers did not have a power play opportunity. Was it a case of RPI being more disciplined, Union not being aggressive, or a combination of both?
I think a little bit of both, and we definitely had a crew of officials that were calling the game completely different than the night before. We got to work harder to draw some. I thought maybe there were a couple that we were earlier could have got a power play on, but they didn't call it. Lucas Buzio with a nice play to draw a power play for us.
Yeah. We were going to mention, 6:29 left. Jack Agnew's called for hooking, giving Union its first power play. And Josh Nixon made the Engineers pay. Gets a pass from Parker Lindauer from behind the RPI net and fires it home with 4:53 left to tie it. That was a big goal, and I think it really changed the momentum of the game.
Yeah, it was a little nerve wracking on the bench there, and Parker made a great pass, and Josh finished it. It was a big time shot by him as well. So for us to get that one and get even, and I thought you could just kind of feel the bench relax, like, okay, we're going to be fine.
Parker Lindauer, before we'll break down the game again, as you're saying, Parker Lindauer has been, I think, a pleasant surprise. I mean, he comes from Maine, really not much stats, but he's been really a factor for this team so far in the first 7 games.
So in his junior hockey, he played center. At Maine, he played wing. We've put him at center, and he's been outstanding on the dot. Really good on faceoffs. He's played in again, kind of in all areas for us, kind of like Colby. And really a pleasant surprise. Like, we thought he'd be a guy that was going to be an everyday guy for us, but for him to bring the offense and defensive abilities he's brought has been great.
Yeah. And then 1:46 after Nixon's goal, that freshman sensation Ben Muethersbaugh breaks the tie with a soft backhander that snuck through the pads of goalie Noah Giesbert to give Union the lead. We've talked about how hard of a shot Ben has had in Friday's game. I mean, he shows some finesse on Saturday.
Yeah, he's a goal scorer, and whatever it takes, he's going to do for us, and he's somebody that enjoys scoring, and we're glad we got him.
Yeah. Well, RPI pulls its goalie for an extra attacker with 33 points and with 33.6 seconds left, Smolinski takes a rather silly roughing call in the Union zone, and with the play heading the other way, I mean, it looks like Union could just run out the clock, but instead RPI gets one last chance with 3.2 seconds left when a wide open John Beaton in the slot has a chance to tie the game on a one-timer, but this time Kyle Chauvet stops it to preserve the win. What was that moment like, and what were you thinking?
I wasn't pleased. I don't know if I can say exactly what I was going to say or thinking, but it's one of those where we gotta manage that situation better. I think we were everybody was celebrating on the bench, and just kind of eat the puck in the corner, and we ended up moving it, and next thing it's right in front of our net, and mistake, but something we can learn from, and Kyle was there to bail us out when we needed him.
Well, the victory gave Union the Capital Skates trophy, and in a bit of a weird scene, the team skates over to the door that leads to the our visitors' locker room to get the trophy. It's given to Cullen Ferguson, and as he skates over to the Union doorway leading to your locker locker room. The skate that adorns the trophy falls off. Kind of funny.
Yeah. We didn't know how, you know, how well it was put together, and it definitely has seen better days, but yeah, it was, he's trying to hold on to it and the skate's falling off, and we're just happy to have it in our possession.
Is it fixed?
It isn't yet, and I think we're going to bring it over to see Matt Dubray before we get, you know, everything kind of fixed with that.
Yeah, I mean, Matt's still fighting. We're thinking of you, Matt. Of course, Dubray strong, and yeah, we're keep fighting the fight, Matt. Well, let's hear from Josh Nixon, Ben Muthersbaugh, and Kyle Chauvet.
John, start you. I mean, the power play goal. You guys had 9 attempts last night. Tonight, you went 2.5 periods before you finally got one, and it ties the game. So, how big was that?
I think last week we were talking about the power play being a little off, and now that we finally found our stride here, I think that we were just lucky enough to get a power play there and capitalize. So, yep.
Was it a case tonight where maybe you guys or RPI maybe more disciplined than last night, or maybe you guys weren't doing enough to draw penalties?
It's hard to say. I think it was just, we knew that was going to be more of a tough game today, knowing that we had so many power plays and penalty kills yesterday. So we just played our way today, and the score showed the result there.
Hey Ben, two questions. One, how confident are you with the puck right now shooting it? And then walk us through your goal.
Yeah, you know, it was a good team win. You know, obviously, you know, as time goes on, you know, you get more comfortable. But, yeah, it was a good team win tonight.
Go through the goal there. I mean, you know, get backhander, because we've seen you with the wrist shot, how powerful it is. It had enough momentum to get past the goaltender.
Yeah, it was a great play by Hanley in the D zone. That's what started it, and he got it up to Vase. Vase made a great play, and, you know, I was fortunate enough to get that one.
Kyle, for you, all three of their goals tonight were one-timers. You really had no chance on them, but then the one-timer that you had there, 3.2 seconds left, you stopped it. What's going through your mind on that one?
Honestly, not too much, because it all happened kind of quickly. It just kind of, puck came out to the slot, so I did my best just to get my feet set and get into position for it.
How good did it feel to make that save there, preserve the 4-3 win?
It felt good. I mean, I think the guys battled hard all game for me. They blocked a ton of shots, so to be able to make that save was to like seal the win, it felt good. Yeah.
Josh, you guys are 6-1 now. You got down 3-2 in the third. It's just things going so well. You guys still have confidence in each other?
I think it's just the guy. It's credit to the guys in the dressing room right now. It's everyone's feeling that a different vibe than the last couple of years, and I feel like it's showing on the ice too. So obviously, it was a tough game at the end there in the third, but that just shows our resiliency. So we're just happy to get the win there.
What does this victory show you guys? I mean, to come back the way you did, down late, get the 2 goals to win it, and hold on against your rival, and you know, get off to a good start. I mean, is this a sign of things that are going to come for this team?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a lot of credit to give out, especially these two right here. They're having a great start of the season so far. So we're just looking to build on it. I know we have a bye this week, so nothing better than to get better. So I guess we'll be back in a couple weeks. So we're looking forward to that.
What was the celebration like with the trophy in the locker room? Did the trophy break there on the ice?
Yeah, I don't know if the glue got a little torn there, but yeah, it's been a few years since we had that, so we're definitely happy to get two wins against RPI. It's huge.
Kyle, for you, I'll ask the same question. What does this victory mean and the way you got it? Because, I mean, you dominated Mercer over the weekend, last weekend. You know, you had a 6-3 game last night at RPI. What is this? Is this a character win, you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it shows like the resiliency of our group. Like, even when we get down late in the third, like, there's no quit. Guys are still have confidence on the bench. They want to battle back, and we showed that tonight. So we just want to continue that through the year. So we got a special group.
Yeah. I know, Ben, you haven't been here long enough, but to you, what does this victory mean as far as in the long term down the road?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, it's a good start, and we got a long ways to go.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The Garner Chargers are off to a 6-1 start, the program's best 7-game start since going 7-0 in the 1976-77 season. I was in 8th grade back then. But now the team will have this weekend off. With the role the team is on, is this a good time not to be playing this weekend?
Yeah, you kind of want to keep playing when you're feeling good about yourself, but at the same point, you know, there's a lot of things that we need to work on. Guys have a pretty difficult academic load right now, so giving them some time for get ready for their finals, as well as we took Monday off, did some skills on Tuesday, and then try to get up and down the sheet Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and clean up some areas. So we're happy that we have the time off. It's kind of nice to take a breather and. Then, early next week, start getting ready for Alaska.
Yeah, how do you approach the practices this week?
You know, it's really just kind of correcting things that, situational stuff maybe we haven't done as much of, 6-on-5, 4-on-3, 3-on-3, as well as just, trying to, tighten some things up, today we spent some time on our defensive zone coverage, and you get some extra time for one-on-one meetings with guys, and just giving everybody a little bit of break from the rink. The biggest thing is we want these guys to be really excited to be at the rink in January and February, and if you give them a day off every once in a while, I think it helps you there as well.
And of course, the next four games will be at home, which helps. Of course, as you mentioned, Alaska Fairbanks comes next weekend to Mesa for two games, and we'll talk about that next week. But I can't end the program without talking to you more about Ben Muther's ball. He wins his second straight ECHA Hockey Rookie of the Week. He had the game-winning goals in both RPI games. He's leading Union in scoring and is the top freshman scorer in the country. Really, what a start for him.
Yeah, it's one of those things. He'll be the first to give his teammates credit. He's that kind of person. But somebody, he still has to put the puck in the net, and he's been able to do that. He's been creating a ton of offense for us. He's staying humble and working hard, and I think he's got a lot of great hockey ahead of him.
As we heard in the Saturday post game press conference, Sean Martin from the Times Union asked Ben about that, described the goal, and he went all this team stuff, and then I followed up, said, "Can you talk about the goal?" I think he seems, I don't know if shy or reserved is the right word. I mean, I don't know. He's very cautious in what he said. As you said, he's quick to spread credit. He's never patted himself on the back.
Yeah, he's a great teammate. And I think, he likes scoring goals. He likes making plays, but he doesn't like the attention. He doesn't want to be the guy that, people are talking about. He just wants to go about his business and, be hard to play against and celebrate when he scores, but I don't know if he necessarily always wants to be the guy in the spotlight.
Well, he's going to be in the spotlight if he keeps this up. He's going to get some national attention here.
Yeah, and he deserves that, and he'll get that experience. He's he's a great player, and he does things right all the time, and that's why we're excited that we have him.
Yeah. Of course, we always like to take questions from our listeners. You can email your questions to Schott, that's SCHOTT, at dailygazette.com, or post them on Facebook and X. Josh, appreciate the visit. Enjoy the weekend off.
I will for sure.
You got to watch your Vikings on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. We might skate a little bit Sunday, which will be, but we'll get off to a good start of the week.
Has Sam Darnold been exposed yet?
we'll see here how he does this.
All right, that's Josh Housie again. Thanks, Josh, for coming on. Coming up on Thursday's podcast, we'll have interviews from Union's Tuesday media hockey availability. On the men's side, it'll be Colin Ferguson, Ben Muethersbaugh, and Caden Viegas. For the women, it's head coach Tony Macy and players Maren Friday, Carrie Ann Engelbert, and Sophie Matsoukas. A pair of my Gazette colleagues will join me. Mike McGadden previews the Breeders' Cup, and Adam Schindler will join me to talk Union and UAlbany football. Please tune in. The views expressed on the Parting Shots podcast are not necessarily those of the Daily Gazette Company. The Parting Shots podcast is a production of the Daily Gazette Company. I'm Daily Gazette sports editor Ken Schott. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. From the Parting Shots podcast studio in Schenectady, New York, good day, good hockey.